Last time on Navcast.
Either you guys just got the longest intro of all time, or we're going to split this off into a second episode.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I'm dropping the intro again just for fun.
Ooh, rock and roll.
I was practicing it all day because I don't have a script.
I mean, I could always be louder.
I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
And nobody asked for this.
A podcast where we discuss reboots, remakes, retcons, and requels of our favorite movies and TV shows.
This week, Godzilla, King of the Monsters. You wouldn't need to step on my line. You weren't going to let me.
Do you want to do another take?
Just, there was no reason for that kind of.
We don't have a script past reboots, remakes, retcons, requels, as far as I know.
Don't we?
I can always introduce it, you know.
We definitely have a script.
I could always jump in.
That's besides
and say
the
that.
Point. There's literally a written script that breaks down where we say what.
At that, I thought.
I was never given the script.
But all right.
Jay, you're doing just fine.
It's because you just work here, Jay.
You're doing
you don't even have shares.
I'm 51% owner.
Uh huh. Thoughts, feelings, emotions?
I still loved it. I still had a great time watching it. It's a fun movie.
It's a fun Godzilla movie.
Yeah. You're not supposed to take anything seriously at all. Because, first of all, like, radiation does not work the way that these movies think radiation works.
The plants are regrowing
because of the radiation.
So many people were exposed to radiation. They should all be dead. All of them.
No, they just grow huge.
Apparently the monsters can just suck it up. Like, I don't get it.
Okay.
But
so,
I love it. So I thought it was...
Right off the bat, this better be a 10-year... I want monster movies. I want this to be a universe.
That's what they're trying to do.
They are.
I want it to work. And I want goofy-ass...
I'll tell you what, this makes up for 1998 for sure.
Yes.
I said that when I walked out of the theater. I was like, this made up for 1998.
I watched 1998 a 20-minute YouTube
video. It didn't have
video.
The broad.
I know it didn't have Matthew
didn't
fucking
have
Broderick.
The broad.
That had a lot of good people.
Lost a lot of points for that.
I think that had a lot of good people.
Could have brought him back in a cameo.
Bradley Whitford in there.
I was going to say.
I was like, what the fuck?
Bradley Whitford.
He could be an old scientist. He's in the background. Like, it's getting free.
It's Totopolis. Like, Totopolis.
You see him there. He's got a name tag says Totopolis.
God, no. Please don't ever give that movie anymore.
I watched a 20-minute YouTube video after I watched this. I was so
pumped
about Godzilla again. I've been excited about Godzilla since
I was 12. Yeah, right, man.
Wow.
About, like, all the Monarch sites and
they've been doing, like, all this crazy marketing and stuff.
All the monsters that are there. And I'm like, I want a movie about all of them.
The whole end credits is every little headline that comes up. It's a giant setup and fan service to all the people who... they're setting up King Kong very specifically. But they mention, like, Dr. Steve Martin, who was the original American guy in the 1955 movie. So they've been bringing that back. The Oxygen Destroyer was a callback to the 55 movie.
Is this tied in any way to the King Kong movie, the recent King Kong movie?
It is.
Like, is that supposed to be the same universe?
Yep, because remember John Goodman and his crew were working for Monarch, the 70s version.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Because they only mentioned Skull Island, like,
a couple times.
18 times.
Yeah. Oh, name drop.
They were like, did you hear we said Skull Island? Like, I literally think somebody was like, facility on Skull Island, and somebody else was like, not the Skull Island facility. Yes, the one on Skull Island.
That Skull Island, not the other one.
And in case you didn't catch Skull Island, giant ape.
Oh, yeah.
Who didn't show up at the end, by the way. I thought all these creatures were activated.
But he's supposed to be like supposed to be like more intelligent.
He's his own alpha.
He's more of a protector of us, not just the planet.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's what they're going to, I think that's, and
I think that's what, the, yeah, yeah, that's what it's going to mm-hmm. be. Yeah.
Okay, so
if you
this was the dumbest thing I've ever watched.
I feel like if you were not a fan of Godzilla's growing up,
it would 100% be the dumbest thing you've ever watched. Your thoughts on 98 notwithstanding, if you've never watched the originals and just appreciated them in some respect, this movie would be completely lost on you, or you wouldn't appreciate it because it is for monster movie fans. It's more so for monster movie fans than
just
the regular general audience.
I'm not saying it wasn't fun.
Yeah.
There was some fun stuff, but everything that occurred in this movie was just the dumbest
fucking
thing
ridiculous.
I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was fucking ridiculous. Yeah.
I was like every character would just acted in the most uncharacteristic manner.
I say it like the way I explained it to other people was like when you saw Independence Day. Like it's similar to Independence. Like if we give it a virus, like it's very just like it's for 10-year-olds to be able to grasp everything too. You know, granted, a lot of fucking people die, which is crazy. A lot of people get just like boom,
Or like fucking chomps down on some people.
I love that they had the fact that because in the Japanese movies they always wanted to do this but weren't able to do it with the technology is giving each head its own personality.
Yes, yes.
That was just a little thing that like no other movie was able to pull that off, and it was beautiful to see. I loved it. He's one of my favorite monsters.
That's why I was so excited when, because I didn't know anything about this movie until I, because I don't even think we talked about it too much.
No, we didn't.
And then I watched it and I saw the cover. I was like,
yes.
My Ghidorah.
Oh my God. And he was so badass. Yes. Totally badass. But my favorite part, by the way, is that Mothra bites it just like every fucking movie Mothra's in.
Yep.
Mothra can't go through a movie without surviving. It's kind of a trope with the Godzilla movie.
Oh, okay.
It's hilarious.
That actually makes sense though, because I was like, that's the worst monster.
Like she goes
I've
out like
seen.
A fucking bitch, and it's
this
great.
Is terrible.
It's
useless. Why'd you even bother showing up?
Total throwaway to the fans. Because she always does.
That's like
even in the
game. Remember the game?
Oh yeah.
There's the NES Godzilla game, and Mothra's like only way to damage anybody is
to flap the dust,
which killed it.
Which event, if she flaps all of her dust off, she fucking dies.
Yeah.
She's so dumb, but she's Mothra.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Again, if you don't have a total appreciation for these monsters, I could definitely see why this movie didn't resonate with you at all.
I mean, listen, I definitely don't.
The human parts were pretty crap.
But
I totally agree.
The human parts of the Godzilla movies
aren't supposed to be
good.
You're not supposed to care about that.
They're just the vehicle for the monsters.
Exactly.
But that's how I feel about Transformer movies also. Mm-hmm. Like there shouldn't be a lot of human drama, human action going on.
Mm-hmm.
But there was this whole side plot about this guy whose wife was a total bitch. And was going to kill the world, but then she was like, oh, I didn't really mean like the world. And I was like, what's wrong?
That bothered
me
too.
And then Lannister was, everyone was in this movie, by the way.
Oh, they got like, cast of thousands.
Everybody who showed up on screen for more than 5 seconds was an actor.
Was
I was like,
somebody.
I know that guy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So Tywin Lannister is like the bad guy.
Of course.
And he makes like this big bad guy speech, and they never even deal with him in the end.
You didn't say to the end of the credits.
Oh, I didn't.
Because they specifically like drop him. Like you don't see him until the end. And at the end of the credits, he goes back to Mexico with his crew, and they find the head that was severed, it's supposed to take place like a few time after this whole battle, because they're like, oh yeah, things have, like he's walking with this local guy, and he's like, oh yeah, things have been crazy since the king returned. And then they open up this like freezer, and Ghidorah's head is in there, the one that he cut off in the first battle. Yeah. So you know he's coming back.
Which is good, because that was one thing I was going to be...
They didn't wrap that up, but yeah, if you stay.
I feel like they should have tied up the storyline of the villain in the movie.
I agree.
Instead of after
I think that could have... Or just at least have a shot of him driving away.
Yeah, so show him leaving on a helicopter or something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you're going to... Everything has an after-the-credits stinger now, so it's...
It really bothers me. I don't like it.
But it shouldn't be mandatory to understand what happened to
the
villain.
It is, though, and that's what bothers me.
In the universe...
It's not. You didn't need to see the shawarma scene to understand...
Oh, no, but...
The next movie.
No, you're right. But it was... You're right. They could have just done sequel bait at the end, but still wrapped up a show that he got away.
I could have used something.
I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
To be like, oh, there he goes.
Maybe it was...
Like, he gives, like, a disappointed, like... Look,
he just basically lets her go, and that
climbs into a helicopter, and you're like, okay,
they
could have
just done
gone.
That. That's all they needed, but
instead they just never talked about him again.
Yeah, they just
I think he was like, you're going to go after your daughter, and the next scene she's going after her daughter, and they're like, and we've never heard from Tywin Lannister again,
eco-fascist murderer guy.
Like, I wasn't super concerned because I was more like monsters fight, like, but like I see where you're nitpicking, and especially
exactly this movie's dumb.
If you're not a Godzilla,
if you're not in it for monsters, I don't know why you
like
this movie.
This is fucking stupid. Like, why wouldn't they resolve his character? Where I'm like, oh, the monster's fighting.
Yeah.
I love it.
You totally forgot about him. Yeah,
exactly. Until you brought it up, I didn't know that.
And they gave Mr. Japanese scientist man...
I thought he had a good death.
He had a good death.
It was fine for him. He blows up Godzilla's house.
That's a good point.
It's been there for thousands of years. It's where he goes to live and recharge. And then he's just like, I'm going to blow this up.
I don't know. I think Godzilla will be... He'll manage. Yeah. He's basically immortal.
Will he? Because he was going to die until he went back to his house.
No, they said... Well, they said he's there recharging.
They were recharging
years
with the bombs.
Right. You know he's recharging there. It could take years. Meaning he needed that house.
He might now... maybe now he'll be, maybe he'll, in the next movie, have to go after all of our nuclear radioactive stuff, and that's why he's, maybe he'll be terrorizing humanity.
And that's
you're
why
right.
Kong
I'm
has
sure
to,
that'll come back. Ooh, wait, I'm sure that'll tie ooh, in, Brandon.
Good call.
I've seen monster movies before. I know.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
I know how this works.
Except you're not. Right. There's no way they're going to even remember that.
I think they will.
Okay. Well, we will see.
I like the whole Hollow Earth thing, because that played up in Skull Island. They talked about that, too.
I suppose.
They did. They were talking about like how these monsters get around underground, and John C. Reilly's character says something about that. Yeah.
Right. Makes total sense.
I like that they gave credit to a wacky conspiracy theory about Hollow Earth.
Right.
And then Whip Bradley
Whip.
I was right!
Yeah. He was fucking funny.
Yeah, he was in
He's
this
like,
too.
Are you recording this? I record everything. I fucking love that line.
I just never see him as anything but
The West Wing guy.
What's his name? Josh from the West Wing.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, where I recognize him. I was like, hey, it's West Wing guy.
Yep.
And whenever he's in, like, he was in Parks and Rec, and he just played Josh from West Wing as, like, Parks and Rec as a politician. But, like, that's who I always...
Oh, yeah.
Was the Asian woman supposed to be the Asian scientist's daughter?
No, twins? What?
No, but...
Oh, no, not related to Sarah Zawa whatsoever. She's Chinese.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, because she had said, like, my family's been doing this for generations.
And then she shows...
And I was like, oh. And then she hugs the old scientist at the
end.
This is another send-up to the fans, because Mothra is always accompanied by these two tiny little ladies, these two tiny little twins.
Okay.
Called the Cosmos or Elias in multiple different things. They're basically these mystical little, like, heralds of Mothra. They're these little, like... magical little fairies, essentially.
Okay.
And that was a total gimme, because you saw her with the main crew, and then you saw her twin sister in China with Mothra as it was being born.
Right, there were two Asian ladies.
And then she said, yeah, they're twins.
It actually confused us, and I was like, wait, wasn't she just, oh no, she's got different hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was, in the picture, it was like three sets of, it was like grandmas that looked the same, their moms that looked the same, I guess, and then they looked the same.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't catch the photo. I just remembered them saying like, oh, it's been in our family for years. And then she hugs the scientist at the end before he goes to die.
The whole point is
and
they
I was
supposed
like,
to be
oh, I wonder if they're,
a long time.
Like, is that supposed to be his daughter or something? Yeah. Like,
they just
look, down
they all
for generations?
Up to him, that's all.
Okay.
Because he's Ken Watanabe, and he has a very interesting way of saying things.
Yeah, you couldn't understand a goddamn word.
Let them fight. I could understand.
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't have an issue understanding. My rip had, did anybody else, like, Chinese subtitles on it?
No.
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 No, I don't remember.
Which didn't
subtitles.
Bug me, but there was one point where they were talking, and I just know it's because I got a rip of it. And it's,
yeah.
There was one
does
point
RIP stand for really impressively
purchased
legal
product
version?
Product. Really important product. Really imported product.
Ah,
really
clearly.
Product.
Okay.
So that's why it was. So they so they subtitled when they were talking.
That's funny.
So I was like, fuck, I don't know what they're saying now. But it is what it is.
I don't think there were many subtitles in it, though.
Well, the whole thing was subtitled for me. And then there was one point where they were talking the two were talking, and then instead of subtitling it in English,
it was subtitled in Japanese.
It stayed subtitled. Because obviously you're not going to subtitle it in English for a Japanese rip. Really important product. You never.
It was all fine.
I mean, again, if you weren't excited to see monsters fighting... And you know nothing about any of the old movies, it might be totally lost on you. But I saw this IMAX, so when you see like something like this in the theater in IMAX, it was a ride. It was a really great ride.
Amazing.
Yeah. See, I look at this the same way I look at something like Pacific Rim, which I know you also liked.
I fucking love that movie.
It's just like it's just dumb monster clashing.
And that's exactly what I paid for, and it's exactly what I got.
At least I'll tell you what I'll give it. The camera work was well done.
It was better than the 2014
to the point where I could understand what was going on most of the time.
In the 2014 one, most of the monster fights were on the TV.
It's just cut.
So bad.
Yeah.
And it was so dour. Even though this one, so many more people die, the other one was more depressing. It was like always taking place like
it was the
gray
light.
And you had fucking Aaron Taylor Johnson, the kick-ass guy. He was not a good main character in the last one. Bryan Cranston died too early in that one. Like, that one was more depressing than this one. This one, albeit as so many people die, it's more colorful, it's more action-packed. You can actually see the monsters, like they fight during the day a couple times. It was a much better movie and a much better evolution than the 2014 one. And I think that's why
they're
gonna make
fighting
it
at night. They had that they lit it with
that
orange.
It was bright, better. Yeah.
So it was bright orange, so you could see it better.
And that unrealistic lighting too, like everything had that like orange hue. Like that's where I'm like, oh, this movie's not supposed to be serious at all.
Yeah. No.
The 2014 one was trying to be gritty and real and gray and like
it was like you were watching like the lighting from an old fucking Godzilla movie.
Exactly. It was,
very reminiscent. Even the way the monster, I don't know if I was reading into it too much. But even the way that the like Godzilla moved looked like,
yeah, I think
and
that was
I know it was CGI.
I think it's mocap.
It was. You're right. It was mocap.
King Ghidorah was mocap. There's a whole joke online because the guy, like everybody always jokes about the right head of Ghidorah because it was three guys doing different mocaps for each head. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. So it was very. It had that authentic feel to it, where like I was like
very organic.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, these are types of movies where I will forgive.
You can just shake
almost
brain
all
off.
Types of like ignorance on the part of the humans in there.
Yeah,
like all anytime. Well, they should have just done this. I'm like, I never nitpick that on a movie like this because that's not what
it's not about. What you're there for.
Yeah,
even especially like because my biggest problem is they should not have redeemed the mom. She shouldn't have been redeemed.
Yeah, that's
at all.
What I said.
She was a mass murderer.
Oh yeah,
and she
should
have stuck with it. She should have been a fucking badass.
I know,
and just fucking destroyed the world. And that should have been that.
Yeah, but she didn't need that redemption.
Yep,
she didn't deserve it. More so, she didn't deserve.
Was not earned
because she. So many people, yeah, and knew what she was doing. Like that's
the thing. So why is she suddenly changing her mind? Right?
Because daughter. I don't know. Yeah.
Her daughter wasn't happy.
Millie Bobby
about
Brown.
It.
Yeah.
Her daughter, who was also in on it, apparently.
Yeah, it was weird. Well, clearly easy to like talk your kid. If you're the only parent and you're in a foreign country and you're basically indoctrinating your kid about ecofascism, like it's pretty. I think it's probably pretty easy.
I suppose that's true.
And then eventually she's like, "Oh fuck, this is so much worse than you ever told me it would be." Like. And she changes her heart.
I guess all I could see is that character is 11.
I don't watch Stranger Things. So
that's right. People like it, so Brandon won't watch it.
Yep.
He'll watch garbage monster movies instead. Never mind.
Oh, man.
Yes, it's the same actress who played 11.
Give me your change, Dave.
I only watched the first season.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it's the best one. So.
Didn't recognize her when she wasn't bald.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's 11. And so she plays...
She kind of plays the same character, right? Like, isn't it?
No, this character's a pussy. Are you kidding me?
Not fair enough.
11 was cool. This character, she's like, oh my God.
She's not a pussy. She fucking...
Dude, she faces
she faced
off with Ghidorah
face to face. She was the one who went into, like, tried to touch the Mothra baby. Like...
Okay, you're right. She was dumb.
Right. Sure.
All
no,
the
I'll give you that.
In this movie are dumb.
All humans in this movie are stupid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about all of them. The dad made some sense. Except for every... All he could do was be like... I want all these monsters dead. But every time you turned around, he was saving Godzilla.
I know.
Yep. I was like, I know. You don't seem to remember what your motivation is, sir. But the whole thing was a little bit goofy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was. That's intentionally so. Absolutely.
When you see a kaiju movie, expect goofiness.
But I don't want 2 hours and 11 minutes of goofy.
I don't think monster movies are for you. And that's, I still love you as a friend.
They're probably not.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
You're probably right about that.
It's totally fine. Some people like horror movies. I fucking can't stand them. Like, whatever.
Next week, horror movies.
Oh. Yeah.
Although
like,
we are getting into October. We're going to have
it
to do some
true.
Horror movies.
We might.
And we're going to have to come up with something to do while I'm on vacation because I'm going to be gone for over a week at the end of October.
We should maybe split this episode up then.
Well, we need to do
that closer to when we...
Oh, yeah.
We could. We could do like a movie and a QAnon, and we'll just film it, record it ahead of time.
So the QAnon can
and we can release it while I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. And then they won't let me back in the country because they'll listen to the episode. And they'll be like, okay, pal.
Deep state, get
We've
out.
Heard enough.
I'm Dave from NAFCAST.
Oh, that Dave.
It says on my passport.
The race realist, Dave.
Yes, I'm very realistic about the races.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Asian people have squintier eyes. How dare you? I'm just a race realist. There's nothing wrong with that. I didn't say it was a bad thing.
Exactly.
It's just realistic about the races.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
They're smarter, too. Anyway.
Their school system is better.
They do better here, too.
They do.
That's a family thing.
Oh!
That's a socioeconomic
That's
thing.
A family thing?
Yeah.
Something that's maybe been passed down their family for generations.
That's what I meant.
like in their genes?
They have more family support for it.
Okay. Yeah. Why do you think they have more family support? You think it's genetic?
Higher socioeconomic status.
So I think it's a cultural thing, too.
It's absolutely a cultural
thing. It's more of the filial poverty.
Oh, yeah.
You have to please your elders or something like that. Yeah.
Right. No, I absolutely agree. Mm-hmm. It's entirely cultural and possibly a little genetic. We're not sure.
Not engaging in this argument.
No?
Not engaging in this
argument.
Nah,
I'm good.
You don't
think
all people are made up of a little bit of nature and a little bit of nurture?
I agree with that.
You don't think some people are naturally smarter than others?
No, I absolutely agree with that.
There might be a higher concentration of those people in the Asian population?
I don't have evidence for that.
You may not. And you probably never will.
If you showed me evidence, I would. That's a claim that if you showed me evidence for, I would believe.
But you would.
I would.
Because you have so much anecdotal evidence.
Because
all those fucking smart Asians out there.
I'm so confused.
Taking our jobs.
We're even arguing.
I don't even know what we're doing.
Why are we arguing? Are we arguing?
I have no idea what's going on.
Why do you assume everything's an argument,
Jay? Why are we talking about this?
Can't we just talk about Asians for a minute? We just watched an Asian movie. Now you're getting all squeamish about Asians.
Dave, there were Asians in this movie. It wasn't an Asian movie.
Godzilla is an Asian movie.
He's an Asian character, if you will.
Right. Okay, so wait, hold on.
You want to talk about Asian Godzilla movies?
Ghost in the Shell, not Asian.
Oh, no, totally.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Same thing.
Wasn't it produced in America?
Scarlett Johansson is an Asian, but the movie is Asian.
But isn't the remake...
The original.
Isn't the remake,
why are you guys so weird about Asians? What's the problem? They're people just like you and me. Don't get all squeamish about them. You guys have got some kind of problem with Asians over here. Jesus. I'm sorry, listen, Charity, if you're listening.
I'm not the self-avowed race realist over here.
I am a very realistic about the races.
I'm just going to start feeding you terms that mean really shitty things. You don't know. So you're like, oh, hey, guys, as you work, I'm a race realist.
It's a really good idea, actually. You should do that.
Why is everybody looking at me so weird?
Even I would think that was pretty hysterical.
Oh, my God.
That's a good move. I fully support that.
I'm just going to gaslight the shit out of you.
Gaslighting? I like gas all the time.
Here we go.
That's how we heat places. What's wrong with gaslighting?
It's easy.
why is gaslighting an issue?
Would you light, where would you light gas, Dave?
Wherever you need to heat things.
Like in an airport, perhaps?
Why in an airport?
Airplane?
I mean, would if it's a gas, I don't know why you'd need to heat gas on an airplane. All you probably do is jet fuel gas. I don't know. You light it in some way. It's the gas of the plane.
So you would light something on fire on a plane?
If it was gas and I was like flying the plane, how are you going to get anywhere?
You're Dave Marchese?
What? am I the pilot of this plane?
Are you a registered pilot?
I might be.
I didn't
know. At this point in the hypothetical future that we're talking about, I'm not on a plane right now either.
I don't know. Maybe you are.
Isn't
the Earth just a giant plane going through space?
Guys, what the fuck is going
on? Got
it!
A flat plane, if that's what you mean by plane.
Oh, no.
That's a math joke, Jay. It's a math joke. That's right up your alley. Oh, highbrow comedy here. Race realism and planes.
Oh, God.
Oh, Dave's opinions don't reflect those of the NAFCAT.
I hope you realize that you guys are going as the race realists in the show notes, but that's fine. I designed those.
Bitch.
Brandon and Jay talk about race realism while Dave talks about how much he likes Asians.
Please don't.
In this episode of NAFCAST.
There are many things you think are true from a certain point of view.
The worst part is we can't stop it unless we want to do it ourselves.
Which I don't.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm too busy being a teacher in the number one educational state in the great United States.
Did you get fired last year?
Non-renewed.
Right. And then you had to get rehired because like a bunch of people came out and were like, hey, you should rehire this guy.
Supported me for
Led by me, obviously.
Supported me for being one of the best teachers in the district. Propaganda.
I started that rumor.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did. I mean, you're welcome. Feels like you're trying to say thank you.
I'm not saying thank you. I'm not. I'm really not.
It seems like you want to.
I mean,
it would be good manners, too, but whatever. You know, I thought you were teaching kids manners and shit and how to be good adults.
Well,
but
you're not a kid, so.
No, but you need to lead by example, Jay.
I do.
Good manners.
I tell the truth.
So, you're welcome. See, there you go. Manners.
There you go. Yeah.
What? Anyway, we'll be back next week.
We talked about this movie for fucking 10 minutes.
Yeah, do you guys want to talk more about Godzilla? I don't give a shit about this movie. You guys go ahead.
I loved it.
Go ahead. Talk Godzillas.
I loved it. Yeah. I don't know. My favorite part, of course, was like the atomic stomp. That was
shit. 100%.
The shit. Also, the musical stings. As a fan of the originals, they were able to get the license, all the original music. So it wasn't completely like plastered in there. They were re-recorded with like also their own kind of thing. But like the Godzilla theme was there. The fucking Mothra song was in there. Like original music was in there. So it was a big setup to all the fans. It was lovely. But that atomic stomp at the end was so baller.
Dude.
Then
when he fucking bites Ghidorah's head off.
Oh my God.
And he just does the atomic breath through and like through Ghidorah's head.
Yeah,
like,
it was a stupid little fake out, but it was a good way to end it. Yeah, yeah.
No, I just feel like they got everything.
They hit it so right compared to the last one. And the 90s.
And I didn't see the last one. I did see the 90s.
You're not missing it much. You saw the kind of like, oh, he destroyed San Francisco. That's
but I feel like I'm watching this and I was like, time traveling back in time to like when we were watching them with Nick.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
Right, mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, this is it.
It's
like they
totally.
Fucking hit it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was it's one of those refreshing things because I haven't seen a Godzilla movie probably since I was like 12, since the 98 one.
The Brad.
And it was fucking terrible. And I don't know. If
it has moments, but it's just
it was so good. You haven't seen a Godzilla movie since.
I don't think that's
couldn't match up.
How it works.
Yeah. To the Brad.
So
are these
like,
eggs?
God. Hey, is this movie going to turn into Jurassic Park at the end? A cheap knockoff?
Yeah, right?
Hey, if it works.
It didn't.
Good artist borrow. Great artist do Jurassic Park.
It didn't work.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
It was a huge flop.
Oh, God. It was amazing.
To you, maybe.
So fantastic. And then you got the guy, the Italian news camera guy.
Hank Azaria?
He's like, oh, I'm a guy in New York, and I'm going to film all this. Hey, oh.
Yeah. So
it's race realism.
I know you guys make fun of
his Italian.
I know you make fun of.
I am. That's race realism right there.
I know you guys make fun of my
Italian case, people sound like idiots. Jay.
Yeah, make fun of my movie taste all you want.
No, these are. I feel like this is the one where you and I share a very. Aside from sci-fi, we share a very common taste in this.
It's just because it's. If you shut your brain off, it's really entertaining.
Yeah,
certainly, I found it entertaining. Granted, I love Godzilla, but. This was a call. This is just everything that I wanted to be and more. Especially when I saw it in the theaters, I was like, "This is everything I wanted to be," and it exceeded that. It made up for the last movie. It made up for 98. Americans can finally do a Godzilla movie. I think we've proven it now, and that's why they're going to continue it. So,
yeah, and I really hope it goes on. I mean, they've got the 2021 coming out,
and I hope we see Mecha King Ghidorah. Which
that's what I was thinking was coming back next.
That's a huge deal to fans. That's
oh my God.
If a lot of fans agree, that is the best movie. The 90s. King Ghidorah movie where there's like time travel and all this wacky shit.
Yeah, they're in like the 2300s or something.
Yeah,
these
aliens come back from the 2300s and they're like, oh, by the way, we came here because we're here to help you get rid of Godzilla. So we're going to go back further in time to where Godzilla was in World War II. P.S. Yeah, Godzilla was a little dinosaur.
At Bikini Atoll, right?
At an unspecified island. And he like ends up kind of entering a battle between the Japanese and Americans and help the Japanese guys kind of just by being there and scaring the shit out of the Americans.
Sure, yeah.
And then he gets shelled by ships and they think he dies and there's this Japanese soldier who gives him a proper send-off. But apparently that island was bombed, turned into Godzilla.
Mm.
But what they did is they came back with these little genetically engineered Furby little dudes and they were like, oh, they're just our little pets, no big deal.
Yeah.
Turns out the future guys really wanted to create King Ghidorah and eliminate Godzilla so they could control. That's where the plot kind of falls apart. But it's so over the top. It's
plot
one of
falls
the,
apart.
It is
you don't
the
say.
Best movies, best Godzilla movies. It's my favorite, hands down, just because of how absurd it gets. And there's so many cheesy moments in it. Like the U.S. ship sees the time ship, like a U.S. warship sees their time traveling flying saucer.
Uh-uh.
And he's like, was that a flying saucer? And then this commanding officer's like, you can tell it to your son when he is born, Major Spielberg. That's one of my favorite lines. It's so just like, of course they would fucking say that.
I love it. I love
you should
it.
Tell that to your son when he is born,
Major Spielberg.
Or, it's a dinosaur. It's a giant dinosaur.
It's like Steven Spielberg.
It's supposed to be it's supposed to be his dad. Close Encounters. Thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's right. Okay.
This all sounds very, very...
If it, yeah, that's
good?
A movie, that's really fun.
Yeah,
that's hilarious. I'll watch that movie any day of the week.
Who was so
especially the suit design, like the Godzilla? That's when he looks the most badass in that time period. Yeah,
was that 80s?
It was the 85 was the first one.
Yeah,
of that series called the Heisei series, which was the name of the actual.
Because
like,
84 was the last. There was one in 84 where he like died in the died in a volcano at the end.
Yes,
or something like that,
yes,
right?
It is.
And then they
mm-hmm.
relaunched with yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then he came back in Biollante and blah 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 blah. Well, it was Biollante, then King Ghidorah. Yeah. Which is just an insane movie. It's an insane movie. But it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, I don't watch these movies like, oh, I'm so sick. Like, I watch these movies and I laugh and I have a great time.
Yeah.
Like,
oh
a rip-roaring
so
time. Yeah, it's not profound at all. It's fucking dumb, but it's hilariously fun.
The only interesting...
As long as we're
mean,
on the same page that it's dumb.
Sure. It's entertainment for people who can turn their brain off. And 12-year-olds, like, yeah. It's not meant to be taken seriously. It's not meant to be analyzed too critically at all.
No, I don't. I feel like you put too critical an eye on this.
Yeah.
You're doing yourself a disservice almost.
Especially because 2014 was serious, tried to be serious.
Yeah.
This one was the departure from that. It is not serious at all.
And I mean, you can look at it from the critical aspect of just like the shots, like the shots and the framing and the lighting and all that. But when
I
you start like
technically
critically
it's
looking
well put together.
It is. Yes, that's the word.
It's well put together.
It's an extremely technically well done film.
I wouldn't argue with that.
Yeah. But sure, writing? Writing a Godzilla movie. Like,
yeah, no, it's just
on.
The writing and the characters and the overall concept and
characters,
the entire plot. And
like to me, as and I'm sure to you, like if you've watched the old Godzilla movies, you're like, well, holy shit.
Yeah.
Look at this plot they got going
on. Like, this is even crazier than some of the most crazy
they
Godzillas.
Got some good plot some writing.
Exactly. They just went big. Yeah. They fucking went big and dumb. Like, who cares?
So what you're saying is the badness of the movie...
is part of the appeal.
Is part of the, not only the appeal, but part of the design.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. 100%.
I wouldn't want to watch a serious Godzilla movie.
No, I don't think
so. I would not want to watch one like that. Even though he's a serious guy and kills so many people. You're not supposed to be like... The most serious one is 1985, and that's pretty dark, because it's just him against Japan again.
The Search for Spock.
Yes. Search for Godzilla's Revenge.
Godzilla 3.
Godzilla Returns.
The Search for Spock.
Yeah, it's like...
Voyage Home.
I want my, I don't want my sci-fi action-packed, I want it slow and boring, and I want my monsters movies action-packed and, like, making no sense whatsoever.
Exactly. Just going over the top and, just keep upping itself in the ridiculousness. Yeah. That's what you get. You totally get that in this movie. Like, fucking doctors, they go underwater to an underwater lava civilization.
Underwater lava civilization.
It makes no sense.
But it's there.
And it's totally radioactive,
too.
Oh,
is it nuclear lava or something?
I don't get that either, but who cares? Okay.
And also, that guy was just fine down there. Dr. Kurosawa.
Yeah, no, he didn't burn at all.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, he's fine.
It was like, I'm even going to take off my mask.
Well, he knew
he was... Oh, he knew he was going to die,
he knew
obviously.
It was hella irradiated, which
but
is
like,
the only time that it was...
The fact that there's even... He can breathe down there. There's enough
you
oxygen.
Know. Well, they said it's an air pocket, and that's all they had
air
to explain.
Air doesn't mean oxygen.
And that's all they had to explain.
Hand where's
wave.
The oxygen?
That's okay. All they had to explain. That's all I had to explain.
Yeah, that's like I will hand wave anything in these movies, like plot wise.
Especially like the whole like, oh, we can't launch our nukes, but you can take this amazingly intricate personal submarine. What the fuck? How about just put a nuke in that?
The nuke that ticked down.
I know,
not gonna work.
With a, it was a nuke, and then a tick. Was that a callback?
That was a callback to 2014. There was a whole thing in 2014 because the Mutos could create an EMP. Like the monsters in the 2014 one could create EMP. So in the end of that, they were trying to use a nuke that only used analog. And conveniently, Aaron Taylor Johnson was a bomb guy in that one. The plot of that one tried to be too serious, and it wasn't that good. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I haven't seen 2014. I might just go watch it to see it. Just especially if they're going to launch this whole universe.
Yes,
I'm sure there's details.
There are. I can't believe they wrote Sarah Zhao out and Sally Hawkins. Yeah. The other scientist that died really early. She died when King Ghidorah just knocked some debris on her. And she was a main character, major character in the first one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's just because her and Dr. Sarah Zhao, Ken Watanabe, both have a bit more star power these days, and I think probably cost a bit too much to keep in the film the entire time. Because she won an Oscar between then and now for Shape of Water. And Ken Watanabe, of course, is a phenomenal
actor. Is that the movie where she bangs that fish man?
It is, yeah. I haven't seen that one. I really mean to, because I like Del Toro.
Me neither.
Yeah. I like Del Toro.
That's fine. I just don't understand.
I don't think it's not necessarily about fucking fish. It's not about that. That happens, but it's from what I understand, and again, not seeing it. From what I understand, it's certainly a big commentary on racism and like the other that we talked about before, just like the outsider.
Oh,
she's
like a fish person. He's like a black guy.
Mm-hmm. And she's deaf, and also that she has like a gay neighbor or something, or I don't know.
Oh, they hit all the beats.
Yeah, and it's the '60s, so they hate all of those people,
including fish,
especially. I don't know.
Fish people getting all high on vape juice.
Rapey
fish people.
And that is the guy in the fish suit is the guy who plays Saru in Discovery. Doug Jones works for Guillermo del Toro every single time they do like a monster movie. He's like, I need somebody to wear a lot of prosthetics. And Doug Jones is like, hey, they've worked together since like the 80s. Just thought I'd throw that trivia there because we have like 90 episodes about Discovery. So
I appreciate that.
Well,
I mean,
he does look good in prosthetics.
He absolutely pulls it off really well. He's a talented guy. But yeah, I thought this movie was great. I was glad to watch it again. Yeah. It was fucking phenomenal. So I'm glad you suggested it, Dave.
Yeah.
Oh,
really.
No problem.
You.
You're welcome, guys.
I know. Yeah.
I will thank you for that.
It was like a good 2 hours and 11 minutes.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, I was never going to watch it.
Shit.
And now we're both excited for the next one. It's going to be really fun.
We'll do an episode on it.
You should go watch Skull Island. Was fun.
I'll watch
that.
Skull Island
was also
as well.
Really just a fun one, right? With John Goodman, John C. Reilly. That was a fun movie.
But here's the thing: like,
it was an adventure movie, though. It was more of an adventure.
I felt like that was fun in a fun way.
I think this was fun in a fun way, too.
I don't know. There was, just wasn't a lot of fun in this movie.
There wasn't a comic relief character as much. The closest we got was Bradley Whitford.
Like, the King Kong movie had some dark shit going on in it. But it was like still fun. Like, you had fun characters.
Yes.
Every character in this movie was so fucking serious. No one was fun.
Yeah, and if they could, I agree. If they had made it a bit more goofy with the, like, and more fun with
that, might have helped me.
It might have helped. I agree.
I like just having, like, Bradley Whitford as the one.
Yeah, he was good.
Whitford.
The guy from West Wing.
The guy from West Wing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And Tom Middleditch was in it for a little bit.
He was fun.
Yeah,
but I mean, I think having that, because it's not, like, I don't know, to me, it's
It is also the end of the world, basically. It's kind of hard to be goofy at the end of the world.
I like a few one-liners, but I don't, it's not like an adventure movie or like an act. Like, it's kind of an action movie, like, but in...
it's not,
Why am I all of a sudden blanking on in Avengers, where it's more of like a... fun romp for everybody. Like,
right,
you get the
right.
You know, you get those zingy one-liners. But I think Godzilla, you're focusing more on the monsters. So, who, like,
and arguably in Skull Island, you spend a whole lot more time with the people because you get a whole, you have a whole regiment. Whatever, what would you call it? Battalion.
Whatever
group of military guys who are all who are all distinct personalities. You got Sam Jackson. You got John Goodman. Like, it was more of a character piece, if you can say that, than this movie is.
Right.
You know.
It wasn't all about the
monster
King Kong.
The yeah,
King
exactly.
Kong was not the main character.
No, he was in it, but he wasn't the main character for sure. Mm-hmm. And this one, it was like, it was all about the monsters.
Where was Godzuki?
Oh God, never ever again, Dave.
This whole time, I'm going, why isn't Godzuki helping?
By the way, his real son's name is Manila. Okay, look. Godzuki was Hanna-Barbera just splooged their load off of this license and ruined it in America for a long time, even though you liked it, which is telling.
He blew smoke rings. Godzuki! Oh my gosh, he could fly.
If Godzilla wings. Fans could forget one part of their franchise, it's that anime.
There was like
show.
A Race Bannony character.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my
yeah.
gosh.
It was the typical Hanna-Barbera.
A boat with a hydrofoil.
Mm-hmm. I remember that very distinctly.
Like,
hydrofoil.
Ring a bell and Godzilla
it was like the
would
first
show
time you were like,
every episode.
Oh, that boat can go out of the water? I didn't know what that was when I was a kid. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's
you know.
Terrible.
You weren't a bright kid. You were hanging around watching Godzilla movies. Doesn't exactly feed your brain.
Fuck you. So.
Anyway, the next movie, when Godzilla and Godzuki comes out, which is going to be the sequel. We will watch that.
Oh, God,
that.
What a terrible turn. What if they did it?
Oh,
like,
they will.
What if they did it and they completely misread their audience? Like, the trailer comes out. And
I'm worried.
Just
I'm hiring Russian bots to just start completing surveys.
No. Don't do that to my
The American
franchise.
People seem to really want Donald Trump and Godzuki. Oh. I don't know what's going on, but get him in there.
Oh, God. Please don't.
I mean, it. Deprecating Trump joke. I thought you guys would like
No, that. I appreciate that. Yeah.
That was pretty good, right?
I'm glad.
That's pretty good, huh?
That's good. Yeah.
You're getting there. You're getting
That's
there.
Good.
Well, you guys got to laugh. It's going to be another 4 hard years for y'all, so.
Your math? I don't know if you know math, Dave. I guess our school system really did fail you.
4 years on top of the 4 we're already in, Jay.
No. That's not how you subtract from 2020.
He's going to be in office for 4 more years.
Yeah, we'll see.
Right.
Yeah, I understand that you believe that.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm glad you want that.
I don't necessarily want it. I just I don't want the sun to come up. It's just something that's going to happen. Whether I want it or not, it really is irrelevant. It's just it's
be out
what's going to happen.
Hearts and minds, if you don't want it.
Hearts and minds.
Yeah. Go change them.
I don't think that's going to have any effect on the sun whatsoever, Brandon.
No, not the sun. The people who vote.
No, voting against the sun isn't going to change anything.
Okay, look, you can't vote against the sun.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you can. You just won't do
Why
it.
Why are you being ridiculous? Thank you, Jay. And Jay gets my point.
I'm going to write in the sun on the next election, okay?
Why not? I wrote Bernie Sanders on the last one.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
That's an interesting discussion about third parties.
He's not third party at the moment.
At the moment. No, in general, though.
It wasn't third party then either.
What do you think about the first to cross the poll? Or what do you think about a ranked ballot system?
I like is this what you're talking about, like the multi-vote system?
Yes.
Where I get to be like, this is my first choice, this is my second choice, this is my third choice.
Yes,
that type. I like that.
So I
like that as an idea at least. And there's at least one state that already does
it's
that for their
in
state
the
elections.
I don't know which one.
It might be like Vermont or New Hampshire.
It might be something like that.
Yeah,
it is. It's in the Northeast.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea.
I think it's a really good idea. Mm-hmm. I think like it's it's a better answer than redistricting for the gerrymandering is never going to happen, right? So, like, it's a better idea.
That's part of it.
I don't even know how you ungerrymander at
that's
that
the
point.
Thing. Like, I don't either. So, like, just do ranked choice. Or do a proportional allotment from the popular vote. Like, figure it out that way. Instead of a... And I think one state already does that, too, right?
A proportional allotment? How does that work?
For the electoral votes.
Oh, like, okay, so you got 10%, like, so 10% of the electoral votes go to...
Go to you.
I don't hate that idea either, actually.
I think that's a good idea as well. Because it does encourage...
I don't know how that interfaces with the electoral college, though. I'd have to think about that.
I think it if you do...
I guess it still maintains the integrity of the electoral college. I'm not sure.
Right? Because the electoral college is... I mean, if the purpose of the electoral college is to cast the will of the people, right? The vote of the people.
Kind of.
I mean, electors can
really,
do that
democracy is designed to cast the will of the people. The electoral college...
We're a representative democracy.
Right. Yeah. But the electoral college is the representative part of that, is designed to...
I don't even know how you're going to put it, right? Like, they're designed to what? Like,
oh, it's designed to prevent mob rule.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant the electors. I'm sorry. The electors themselves are there to cast...
They're there to cast their votes according to the electoral college.
Yeah.
Right, which
they're supposed to.
I don't think
these things called faithless electors.
Right, but I don't think...
Against their...
I don't think that happens, though. Historically, I don't think that's a thing.
It absolutely has. I watched a multi-part series on YouTube about every election and explained all
YouTube.
The... No, this guy was a history teacher. He does the entire thing.
I feel about teachers. I don't think it's... Is it common?
I didn't think it was, but
it's
I don't know.
Not,
Brandon saw
it's
something
not
on,
very
on YouTube
common,
about
but
it.
But every couple of elections, there's a lot of faithless.
Brandon
electors.
Was watching a video on Pornhub, and they started talking about electoral votes.
Hey,
and he was
you
like,
gotta learn
hey,
where you can, man. If they put him on a Pornhub, whatever.
Wherever he's bettering himself.
No, he's this really good history teacher called Mr. Beat, and he does like a 3-minute video on each election, and he basically breaks down from 1776 up until now, and he breaks down just like who was in the running, who was vice president. He breaks down all the election, like the electoral college results, popular vote results, and everything like that, and. There are multiple instances of faithless electors.
I'd actually be okay with doing it by district. Like, if you represent the 10th district or whatever, like, the people in your district, the way they vote you have to cast your vote.
Yeah,
regardless of the rest of the state or whatever.
Well, yeah, that would be good.
If we're going to do districts, that seems to make sense.
I haven't fully
thought that through either, so I don't know.
Well,
that
there
have.
Was something that they, with the ranked ballot or something where, like, changes the amount of represented, like you could do it even so the amount of representatives and congressmen are allotted, but I don't even know how that would work. But it's like, I was watching a whole thing on it. It's really interesting the different ways that you can not go around, but still maintain the integrity of the Electoral College and give more of a voice to the popular vote as well. And it's like a middle ground.
The problem with the popular vote is the whole, the design of the Electoral College is to neutralize a straight popular vote. It's supposed to slow down change in the country. That's what things like that are designed to do. Right. It's designed to, people don't like it because our system because it takes too long to get things done, but that's by design. It's to stop you from making rash decisions in,
like
rash
we saw
times.
In Brexit, that's why we don't have referendums.
Exactly, yeah. Right. Because before you know it, all of a sudden everyone's going, yeah, fuck this!
Yeah.
And you've got a Brexit situation. Yes. And then everyone goes, oh, wait.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't mean we that
didn't,
last referendum.
Shit, we didn't
Let's
mean
do
that.
Another
yeah.
one.
Right. That's why you have the system you have with a representative democracy. The idea of the Electoral College is that it stops the majority from trampling the minority on everything.
It's designed for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I don't think it necessarily...
I don't know, but like when you...
Well, it does do that.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, that's effectively what it's designed for and what it does. It's not a bug, it's a feature.
It is.
Right. To keep the union cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
Because if all of a sudden you have a group of people who's not getting their vote counted in any way because they're the 49%, all of a sudden you've got 49% of the country that's... ready to secede from the country.
Yeah.
We've done that before.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, I could make the argument the other way, because now, like, when you have the majority, like, don't you think that it was what, 49-51 this last election, and then with Gore it was what, it was like 49-51.
Right, another close election. Yeah. Sure.
Gore's was closer, but like, well, so you had about 2 to 3 million votes in this election. Like, would you make the argument that their votes weren't being counted?
I'm not worried about 2 to 3 million people.
The 2%.
Right, right. I'm not worried about them seceding from the country. Nor am I worried about the majority seceding from the country. They've got nowhere to go. They're the
majority has nowhere to go.
Of course they do. If you literally exist in a state where your vote is never counted because you're in the minority.
If you're a Republican in New Jersey, your vote's never counted.
Right, but you can go to another state where your vote will count.
Yeah.
And arguably it does count because if there's enough Republicans in the state of New Jersey, the state should flip red.
Yeah, that's the
thought. That's the idea, yeah. Right. I just think that I think that apportioning the electors based on population, the percentage in each state gives a better appraisal of what state's there, and then you can campaign on that.
I don't disagree with you.
That's where I think it is. I'm not for abolishing the Electoral College, but I think that also...
I think there's a way to work mm-hmm. this ranked system yeah. in with the Electoral College yeah. to
I
maintain...
Agree. I agree.
Because the majority is an interesting thing. I don't think the majority rule is always right.
No, it's not.
No.
Like, there was a time where the majority of people in this country would have said that slavery is absolutely the only way to go. Correct. And mm-hmm. there was that time. That mm-hmm. doesn't make it right.
You need to have the minority. And I think the dissenting voice, that's why Congress is arguing, we were talking about this in the yeah. way over. Congress is arguing should be the most important part because... That's where you have your dissenting voices and you should have your spirited debates and you should have
your actual representation,
your minority yeah. voice heard. And the same thing, even on the Supreme Court, the minority opinion that's heard years and years and years and years and years later and cited in mm-hmm. a local court case. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where you have, like, that's the minority there. And that's why our government does such a good, arguably does a good job of it. But I think the Electoral College, the current way that it's being implemented is one failing of it. I think that we can
especially
improve.
With gerrymandering.
I think gerrymandering is the real problem.
Is the big issue. Yeah.
I don't have a problem with the Electoral College. I think the gerrymandering issue is
unfair balance.
I feel like you're never going to fix that, though. I feel like
it's hard to do unless you just yeah. wipe the lines off and you just start from scratch.
That's like, why I think like the
that might be a good idea.
I think it's
I'd not
rerun it's not. All the districts is just squares.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a reason why frankly, that doesn't work too.
Yeah, so I was going to say, frankly, I'm not educated enough in that.
There's geographical reasons why I can't
yeah.
do it that way. But
right.
it was, I'll see if I can find the video because it was actually really interesting on like all the different ways that they can do shit. It was, I don't fucking know what channel it was from. Yeah, but yeah, the squares don't work.
Mm-hmm.
That's why like the ranked choice is like a big thing because it.
I do like the ranked choice.
Sometimes you need to have, if you want like equal rep, like, if you want to make up a district of 50% Republicans, 50% Democrats, right? Because mm-hmm. you don't want one district full of Democrats.
You don't
want one district full of... Like, ideally...
That's the problem.
You're segregating right. yourselves then, right? By mm-hmm. ideology.
Which people tend to do naturally.
Yeah. But is
I'm
that,
saying it's a good thing. It just tends to
thing?
Be what naturally
is
happens.
That a good thing?
You gravitate towards people who think like you do.
Is that a good thing?
I don't know.
I mean, it feels good.
It feels good.
Oh, well, in that case.
It feels good.
You know what else
is
feels
it good?
Good?
For the, is it good?
Strawberry vape.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And strawberry cocaine, which is coming out next week.
Ooh.
NAFCAST strawberry cocaine.
I would strongly argue that it's not good.
Well, it's good for you and it's good for kids, Jay. So not listen, get out of my business. I'm trying to start a new thing here. Vaping's going off the market. There's going to be a gap that needs to be filled.
Strawberry cocaine.
Strawberry cocaine. For the kids.
For the kids. Good tagline.
For the adults
good for
who
two
are
things.
Kids at heart.
Oh, God.
Bada bing. I'm not marketing to children, Your Honor. Clearly it says, for the adult who is a child at heart. For the adult who is a child at heart. But clearly, adults. I rest my case.
It's in the first line, Your Honor.
How many times do I have to tell you? You don't have to say you rest your case after everything you say.
You're not your lawyer.
I'm not even. This isn't even a court. What are you doing here, sir?
This is a Wendy's drive-thru, sir.
This is the DMV.
Oh,
most
man.
Official place I could find.
Oh, man. I guess, what should we do next week?
I don't know. Are you guys done talking about Godzilla?
I guess.
All right.
There's not much more to say. I mean, if monster movies excite you in any way, go watch this movie.
Definitely
watch it. It's the best American Godzilla that's come out. It's one of the better Godzilla movies, in my opinion, mm-hmm. just because of the fact that it's a 2019.
It's a modernized
take on
Godzilla.
It's a modern take on it with modern technology and capable actors, even if the script isn't capable, they're capable actors. It's pretty compelling. And the action is just fucking awesome. So it's just fucking awesome. Like, it's a movie you root for, like, you root for the monsters, one or the other. It's rare. You know, like, that's what I've noticed. I watched a lot of I've been watching the Mothra movies with Nick, and it's just like, oh, it's so fun to watch a monster movie where you're like, fuck yeah, fucking punch him right in the dick, like, I love that sort of stuff. Giant kaiju action is fucking the best.
I like to put my dissenting opinion on record.
Do it, minority opinion.
Yeah, so you know, when courts cite this later, they're gonna know that turns out, even in the lunacy of the time, Dave knew what was true and right, which was that this movie was a hot mess, and you should probably just go do, I don't know, anything else. Clean your garage.
That's so
I don't
sad.
Know.
I'm sorry it's lost on you. I thought it was really fun.
That's meh.
But again, like you said, you don't like
don't watch Pacific Rim or Transformers
Rim,
either.
Which is fucking great.
Different strokes.
Pacific Rim, exactly, different strokes. Pacific Rim is in the same family as Godzilla, so of course.
All right.
I totally get
watch
it.
Watch Battleship.
I think we can all.
I wanted
that.
To see that just because, like, it's. I just wanted to see how they would translate Battleship into.
Didn't we do
movie?
An episode on Battleship?
No.
Or did we just talk about it? We talk about.
I don't want to see it. Like it don't up. Take that as an I want to. Actually
it's a remake
see
of a board game.
So we're gonna play Battleship.
We're gonna
first.
Play Battleship, and then we're gonna watch Battleship.
Well, the first episode of the podcast is just gonna be us playing Battleship.
Right.
So we're just gonna play it.
No visuals.
No visuals. We're just gonna call the numbers.
B4.
Miss.
Ah.
So get ready for that.
You guys can play along at home. It's going to be a let's play.
Let's play Battleship.
Let's play Battleship.
With no
then
video.
We'll watch the shitty movie.
I don't know, Brandon. What do you want to do next week?
Oh, I don't know. I think we should do QAnon, but are we doing that closer to
We're going to come back next week, and there's going to be something on the episode.
Yeah,
and
that's fine.
You guys aren't going to pay attention.
Nobody
anyway.
Does the homework, Dave.
Get
fine.
Fucking real.
It's fine.
Begging you to watch the show, guys. Begging you to watch the movie.
And if you have any commentary on Godzilla, you can reach us at
nafcast@gmail.com and tweet us, hit us up on Instagram, or follow us on Facebook at Naftcast.
That's pretty good, Jay. It's pretty good. We'll see you all next week.
Hashtag atomic breath.
Yeah.
God, no, just don't. Absolutely. Hashtag race realism.
Hashtag oh, rapey no. baby.
Hashtag rapey baby. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
Nobody asked for this. God knows.